Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Modern Day Debate. We're going to be debating proof of God this evening. And to get us started, we have Bryce, who has 10 minutes on the floor. So, Bryce, thank you so much for being here. And the floor is yours.
All right. First, it should be said that although I intend to provide proof for the existence of God, that the requirement for proof in order to believe any fact is itself irrational. This worldview would necessitate that all things which are true can be proven, and that this proof will be readily accessible to all who intend to believe. Further, to require proof in order to believe is to cut oneself off from all knowledge which cannot be proven. For example, if one were to write a number on a piece of paper and then subsequently burn that piece of paper, one who requires proof would inherently be prohibited from ever knowing what was written on the paper, since the proof no longer exists. Now, the first form of proof I offer is possibly the strongest and most tangible proof for the existence of God one could offer. Despite this, many will falsely accuse this method of being inherently subjective, and so following this, there will be other forms of proof offered. So the first form is visual proof. So you and any other man with the requisite faith can literally right now pray to God and receive an answer as soon as you say amen. Ask any Christian or simply try this yourself. And don't just ask for something stupid or offensive and be surprised at the lack of a response. Seriously, this works if you can just humble yourself. You can see an angel with your own eyes, or healing, or see some sort of other miracle. I will state that God's willingness in this exercise is necessary, and that he probably would be unwilling to give any kind of sign to someone who would dare to demand that he show himself. Other types of evidence would be, you know, historical evidence. We have better historical evidence for Jesus's existence and the testimony contained within the Bible than we do for a significant portion of history. For example, there are a myriad of kings and Roman emperors that we have much less existence for the much less evidence for the existence of, such as a single coin, and yet hardly anybody would say that these men did not exist. You'll be hard-pressed to find a single historian claiming in any study or journal that Jesus did not exist. They may explain his miracles as lies or what have you, but not even the Roman persecutors of their time in their ancient writings deny his existence. The supernatural. So, in my hand is a copy of a report commissioned by a commander of the U.S. Army Operational Group on the practical applications of supernatural powers for use in warfare. In other words, although you may hand wave witchcraft as superstition, the military takes it seriously enough to put these practices to use, with tangible results, such as is the case of remote viewers being used to locate Russian missile silos during the Cold War. I should also mention that this is an internal document, and nowhere within does the military claim these practices are not real or a waste of valuable resources. To the contrary, they have been used for decades. This may seem like a joke, but I can assure you that the folks over at the Army Intelligence and Security Command are very serious people. A couple of the acts of sorcery used and presented by the military within this document include out-of-body experiences, remote viewing, and hypnosis. Another document I have right here is a patent for a machine to train men to walk through walls. And before this is dismissed as trolling or lunacy, allow me to quote the government website for our patent office. According to USPTO.gov, in order to have a patent issued, the patent must be, quote, able to be used. The invention must work and cannot just be a theory, end quote. As you can see, the world is a bit stranger than T-Jump would have you believe. Morality. Morality cannot exist in the absence of God due to it being immaterial in nature, and thus would be rendered a subjective construct of the mind. It cannot be measured or touched, and yet it is something most people will agree exists. The same goes for truth, which is something that does not physically exist in the way being described. But would my opponent be foolish enough to actually say the truth does not exist? And if he will, I would ask if his opinion that the truth does not exist is itself true. To say truth does not exist is a self-defeating argument, since it is presumably intended itself to be meant as a true statement. There are many things that fall into this category, such as consciousness or time. In a worldview where all that exists is matter and substance, the only aspect of time that can be said to exist would be the present, rendering the past and future as non-existent. Another proof of God that is revealed when discussing time comes from the passage of time itself. Consider a single moment, with all objects in the universe remaining as they are with no passage of time. Then ask yourself, what inside of the universe causes this frozen state of time, this instant, to pass into the next moment of time, and so on? In other words, there's nothing actually contained within the universe that could cause or allow the passage of time from one moment to the next. From this, we can determine that this must be a function which operates outside of the universe, thus disproving materialism. Philosophical. We know that there has to be more to the world than material, because the laws of physics are immaterial, as well as the laws of logic, truth, time, etc. There is no rational materialistic justification for things of this nature existing in reality outside of them being social constructs. But try telling a physicist his laws do not really exist and see how far that one gets you. The very undeniable existence of these immaterial entities would itself be enough to discard a materialistic worldview. Creation. Consider the moment before the universe began, before all matter came into existence, before there was space for this matter to exist. I then ask the audience to ponder what exactly within this state of absolute nothingness could bring about the beginning of everything, or anything for that matter. How exactly does nothing cause everything to exist? Some may then suggest that the universe has always existed, but this violates the laws of physics, and specifically the notion of entropy. That is to say, that over time, all things decay and lose energy. This would put a time limit on how long the universe can exist for, and thus disprove the notion that it has always existed. And with my remaining time, I would like to speak about what one must do in order to be saved. The very question was asked and answered in the following verse of the Bible. So this is Acts chapter 16, verse 30. It says, "And brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." That's right. The answer was not to stop sinning or to follow a list of rules. Neither did this verse say one must go to church or be a good person. The Bible teaches that in order to be saved, one must simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because as the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now you can see why it would be so important to me to meet you where you stand and offer proof of the existence of God, despite my personal belief that one should never demand proof in order to believe anything. Because God is indeed real, and the one thing you must do to go to heaven is to believe. And I guess that's it, but yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And tonight we are debating a proof of God, everybody. So if you haven't already, hit the like button. Welcome to Modern Day Debate. We are a neutral platform hosting debates on science, politics, religion. We do hope you feel welcome. And we are going to hand it over to T-Jump. You have 10 minutes on the floor to present your opening case. So we are debating proof for God. So proof not God. 10 minutes on the floor.
So all of the evidence I heard him list were proven fallacious. We debunked every one of those as just demonstrably false, like saying 1 + 1 = 7. We can just prove every one of those is false. The first one he said was you can see God. You pray to him. It's like, okay, God, cure cancer for everyone in the world right now. Did it work? I'm going to go with no. Hey, God, let's regrow the limbs of all the people who lost limbs. Did that work? No. We got some people with lost limbs in the chat. Did that work? Nope. Hey, God, cure paraplegics. Let them walk again. Nope. Eliminate viruses. Nope. Cure hunger. Nope. How about a single case? Are we just ban cancer from children permanently? Pray to God. God, please do this. Nope. I'm not sure what exactly he thinks you can pray to God to get him to do, but I'd be happy to try whatever he thinks, and we can see it. Just tell me what to say. We'll see it happen. It'll be great. Novel predictions. I love it. So if you can pray to God and get something to happen that happens at a higher rate than chance, or a higher rate than if you didn't pray for it, that would be phenomenal evidence. You can defer to him to what I'm supposed to pray for to get that to happen. Some other things he mentioned was things he didn't understand about physics, like the second law says that entropy always increases. The first law says energy cannot be created or destroyed, which invalidates his God. So if we're going based off of the laws of physics, the first law invalidates his God. And if we're going off of the second law, it doesn't say anything about energy not existing forever. It says that entropy increases. That's it. It doesn't say it can't decrease. So that was just a misunderstanding of physics. Time has a beginning. Time was created by something that wasn't time prior to time, called quantum fields, because they exist outside of time. So great. I'm glad you agree time began, but that had nothing to do with this conversation. It's just irrelevant. It's just like saying, hey, a table began. That's great. Does that mean that the table was created by God? No. let's see, what else did he say? Oh, the very first thing he said was correct. You don't need proof. Proof is just irrelevant. We don't care about proof. The only thing you can prove is that you exist. Cogito ergo sum. It's great. We just want evidence. We don't need proof. Nobody really demands proof. We say proof, but really a lot of atheists say proof, but really they just mean evidence. We don't really care about proof. Proof is just an irrelevant thing that Christians harp on because, oh, well, nothing can be proven. Which is like, yeah, that's great. We don't care. We just want evidence. We don't need proof. Let's see what else. The Bible, he mentioned the Bible. Like, I grant Jesus existed. I grant many of the things in the Bible actually did happen. Is any of that evidence of miracles or magic or that Jesus was God? No, none of it is. Just like there are many factual places in the story of Spider-Man. Does that mean Spider-Man was real? No, it doesn't. So the fact that there are historical events that are factual in the Bible is not evidence that the Bible, the mythical claims of the Bible, are true. Don't remember the rest of the things he said, so we'll just conclude there. We should, as atheists, or we should hold the position that has the most evidence. The most evidence is that there is no God, so we should be atheists. Conclusion.
All right. Thank you so much, T-Jump, for your introductory statement. Just remind everybody once again at the Modern Day Debate live chat that we are going to be doing a Q&A at the end of this. So if you have a question for either of our speakers that you see here on screen, get your Q&A in now if you'd like to ask that question early and make sure that it's in early for the super chats. And secondly, all of our debates are uploaded to podcast within 24 hours of them being hosted. So if you're watching this on podcast right now and you're thinking, hey, I would love to participate in the Q&A and interact with these speakers, make sure you subscribe to the Modern Day Debate YouTube channel so you can catch these live. Hit that notification bell as well. And we're going to kick it into our open discussion. So, Bryce, I'll give you a chance to respond to some of what you just heard, and feel free to inject when you need to. Let's kick it.
All right. So I discussed prayer as my first form of proof, and I specifically stressed the need for the prayer to both be sincere and for God to be willing to answer you, a point that you seem to miss. Secondly, you seem to mention, that bad things happen, stress and cancer, children dying, people without arms, stuff like that. But none of that has any actual bearing on whether or not God exists.
Wait, so the point there was you said your first evidence was that we could pray to God and stuff would happen. And the second thing, the sincere part, I sincerely want cancer to be cured. I sincerely want people who are don't have limbs to have their limbs regrowth. I sincerely want paraplegics to be healed. So those were
You may
sincere
sincerely
requests.
want that, but it's not a sincere prayer when you
Yep.
ironically just look up and demand that
Well,
God make that happen.
that was not ironic. That was, if there is a God, please cure these things right now. That would be phenomenal evidence, genuinely 100%. Please cure these things. Those people don't deserve to suffer. If you created this world, you're to blame for their suffering. Please heal these things. That is as genuine as it can get. Does not happen. These are 100% genuine prayers. If there is a God, God, please heal all of the people who you caused to suffer now. Genuine. Nothing happened. So what if that didn't work? Tell me one thing I should say, because these are genuine prayers, 100% genuine. I want evidence. So tell me what I'm supposed to say to get something to happen.
Well, in terms of prayer, there's like I've had many prayers answered almost as soon as the word amen is spoken. But
You
I think
said
the
anybody could get
difference between,
evidence.
well, I
So
hold on. I
do
think
I.
the difference between a prayer like mine and a prayer like yours is I'm not praying in order to prove that God exists. I'm praying because I actually want it to happen. You're praying in order to actually sort of have some sort of evidence. It's like
No,
insincere.
I'm praying because I want these to happen. I already explained this. So your first claim was anybody could have evidence. Anybody with eyes. Anybody could make these prayers. So
And
what do, right? That was your claim,
your
right?
desire for something like that, for God to cure cancer, that might be a sincere desire, but that doesn't mean that your prayer is sincere. Do you
It's a
understand the
100%
difference?
sincere prayer. You don't even get an opinion on this. It's a 100% sincere prayer. And if you deny that, you're an idiot. So yes, I genuinely want those people to be healed. If there is a God, I genuinely want him to heal them. It is 100% genuine. And if you don't believe that, it's just your own delusion. Your own cognitive bias won't allow you to
Again,
believe that.
your desire for these things to happen, I believe that's sincere, but I don't believe you're sincerely praying. It's just not how it works.
That doesn't make any
Because
sense.
you don't look up and say, God, if you're real, make all cancer go away. You're asking God to prove himself to you when I
I don't care if
specifically
God proves
mentioned
himself to me. I don't care.
that's why you're asking.
No, I want cancer to be
That was
cured
your
because I
form of
don't want
evidence,
people to
was it not?
suffer. I don't care. Like if he wants to just do it in secret and erase our memories, that would be fine too. Please, God, cure all the people of cancer. You can make us forget for the sake of the debate, and I'll move on to something else. I'll use a different example, and you can cure all of those things and make us forget that, and that would be great. So yes, this is genuine, and this is a thing Christians, this is a tactic Christians use to protect their own faith from obvious facts. Yes, when atheists pray for these things, they are 100% genuine. 100%. There is no doubt. Do
that
they
statement in
want these to
itself
heal?
Is nonsensical. When an atheist prays,
they,
right, how does that even make sense? How can an atheist pray to a God he doesn't exist, that doesn't believe, that he doesn't believe in?
So just
it's
one
very
second
easy.
there, Bryce. What we can do is maybe I'll let you respond there, T-Jump, but maybe, like I said, you had hauled up some papers there in your intro, so let's let T-Jump respond to what you just said, and then maybe we can move into some of those
No,
examples.
I was fine with what Bryce's interruption there is perfectly fine.
Go ahead.
So I think the moderator made a mistake. Don't interrupt moderator, please. So, Bryce, these are 100% genuine prayers. And if you don't believe that, it's because you are deluded. You have cognitive bias that has protected yourself from obvious facts that disprove your belief. What we atheists, we can pray and say, I don't know if there's a God. If there is a God, I genuinely want you to cure the people who are suffering. I don't know if there's a God.
That's not
I don't
the
believe there's
that's
a
not
God.
The atheist worldview. The atheist worldview is the exist that the belief
You
that there
don't
is no
need to
God. It's
believe
not
it to pray to it. You don't need to believe it.
The Bible specifically says that you must have faith in order to have your answers prayer.
That
Or
debunks
answer,
what you
for
initially
example.
said in your own argument. So if that's your position, then
Well,
your opening
no,
statement
see,
is wrong. So you can't
that's
have it
not
both
true.
ways. Is it the case that anyone who can see can get evidence of God by praying? Is that the case or not?
I said specifically, I used the term any man with the requisite faith. I specifically made a point to say that.
So only people who already believe can get evidence.
Well, yeah, God's willingness is
So that's
required
not
in order for
evidence.
him to answer it.
So it's literally the opposite of evidence. All right. So we
so
debunked
if I
the
made
first claim. What's the next
so
one?
if I prayed to God and he answered my prayer, that wouldn't be evidence.
The
Simply
confirmation
because
bias.
he's
It
only
only
willing
works
to
for
answer
you.
those who believe.
Right. So if he does something that can't be confirmed independent of those who believe, then by definition, it's not evidence. So,
Even
like,
if
to
he
give
does
you,
it,
yes, because it's confirmation bias. So let me give you an
that's
example. If you pray for people to get cured of cancer and then they get cured of cancer, I can check that. I can say, hey, look, he's cured of cancer. Now, I don't believe. So if God did that would then convince me. That's great evidence. And so if he doesn't do anything that can be confirmed by a non-believer, then the only things by definition he's doing are things in your imagination. So for it to be evidence, it has to be verifiable by non-believers that it actually happened. So the fact that you think it
No,
happened isn't
for it to be
evidence.
evidence, it would simply have to occur. It doesn't have to occur like to everybody.
It has
Do
to
you understand?
occur. No, it has to occur in a way that's verifiable from your delusion, your bias, by definition. This is why we don't trust personal experience. Like I can say, I saw a unicorn. I prayed to the Poseidon, give me a unicorn, and he sent a unicorn. How do I know that's real? If it just
Yeah,
happened
but
for me,
if
wait one
Poseidon
second, one
were to
second.
provide a unicorn, okay, that would be evidence, regardless of Poseidon, if
No,
Poseidon's willing to
no,
do it for atheists or not.
no, no. So,
Yeah,
like,
I don't believe
that would
Poseidon
not
anyway.
be evidence because there's a more plausible explanation of the phenomenon that we have lots and lots of evidence for called delusions and confirmation bias and dreams that are saved in the wrong part of our memory. These things are better explanations. This is why we don't trust our own direct experience and we trust independent sources, independent verifiability. So, if something happened to you, that you experienced, that would not be evidence. You would need something in addition to that to confirm that it was real and not a figment of your
Well,
imagination.
I addressed that by saying that, if you're going to say it's subjective, I provided other points that would be a little bit more objective. Like, I understand that if you're talking about your personal experience, that'd be something that would be easily, discredited, but it is the strongest form of proof that is possible, and I've had it happen before. I don't know what
Okay,
to say.
so do you understand delusions? We have lots of evidence delusions exist, right?
Yeah, of course.
And if we have lots of evidence for something that can fully explain a phenomenon, and then you think that the phenomenon was caused by something which has essentially no evidence, which one's the better explanation? Let me clarify. If we see a hoof print in the snow, is it more plausible to say it was done by a horse because horses have tons and tons of past evidence? Or is it more plausible to say it was done by a unicorn? Which one do you think is the better explanation?
Depends on what's actually true. I mean, if it was left, I'll engage with your hypothetical. If it was actually left by a unicorn, that's what you would have to believe because it's true. Now, obviously, that's not what you would assume, but yeah, it is more likely that a horse left the footprint.
Let's say a unicorn actually did do it, 100%, but we have no evidence of that. Should we believe it?
If it's true, you should believe it. Yes, I think that's
Okay.
pretty standard.
Okay. So the way evidence works is We don't know what's true. We need evidence to indicate what's true. There's lots of true things we just don't know, right? The number of grains of sand on the earth, there's a true number there, right? There is a number that is the accurate number of grains of sand, but we don't know what that is. So if I just gave you a list of numbers and you believed it's number X, you would have no reason to believe that. There's no evidence of that. Even if it was true, you would have no way to know because you have no evidence, right?
Go on.
And so you would have no reason to pick that number over a different number. It's just a guess, right? There's no reason to believe it, even if it happens to be true, because you need evidence as a reason to believe it, right?
Yeah, sure. So if you're creating a hypothesis, you would go with what's more likely. Yeah, but that has no
Sure,
bearing on
yes.
what actually happened.
Right. And but so if we're asking, what are we reasonable to believe? The only thing that's reasonable for us to believe is the thing that has the evidence. Even if it's not true, the only reasonable thing for us to believe is the things that have the evidence. Are you with me?
On.
So if there's something that doesn't have any evidence, like a unicorn left a footprint in the snow, if it didn't leave any evidence to indicate it was a unicorn, we shouldn't believe that
Would
because
the
there's,
footprint not be evidence?
well, no, the footprint is the unknown hypothesis. So it could be explained by a unicorn, could be explained by a horse. And since we have evidence of horses, we should think a horse did it because.
I think we're sort of getting into the weeds. We're talking about unicorns now.
What?
I said, I think we're sort of getting into the weeds here. We're talking about unicorns and
The
well, let's let
unicorns
it,
isn't
I
the
understand
point.
you're trying to explain a principle, but I think we're sort of straying off the subject.
No, I don't think so. So
Go
you
on.
agree that if there is like a unicorn did something, but it's indistinguishable from what a horse does, we should only think it was a horse because like horses, there's tons of evidence horses did this. We don't have any evidence of unicorns right now. And so even if a unicorn did it, we would have no reason to believe that until we had independent evidence of unicorns. Like if we discovered a unicorn in the future, we could say, oh, hey, maybe a unicorn made that footprint. That would be reasonable. But until we discover the unicorn, the only reasonable thing for us to believe is a horse did it because we only have evidence of horses right now.
I mean, why wouldn't you assume some other animal? I mean, there's a lot of I just don't think this is reasonable to engage in this sort of hypothetical because we both acknowledge that it was actually a unicorn that left it. And so if to believe
Yes.
anything contrary to that would be a incorrect worldview.
Yes, it would be incorrect. You'd be factually wrong. But what we're trying to get at here is what makes something reasonable or rational? Reasonable and
Well, is it
rational.
rational or is it reasonable if it leads you to a conclusion that's false?
Yes, you can be rational and believe something that's
I think we've
false.
okay. I think we sort of exhausted this point. I don't really know what to say to that. I mean, if it leads you to a conclusion that's false, it cannot be rational. It's not true.
Okay, wow.
It's not very reasonable to believe things that aren't true, is it?
Oh boy. So suppose like I
You
this
can
is
grimace, but
how evidence works. So evidence doesn't prove something. You admitted that. You're opening like there's no such thing as proof. Do you know why there's no such thing as proof?
wasn't my position.
What?
My position is that it's irrational to require proof in order to believe something.
Right. Why?
Because the proof might not exist.
Sure. And the evidence might not be conclusive. It'll be inconclusive, right?
Or, yeah, go on.
So inconclusive evidence means the evidence can point to a lot of different conclusions, right?
It depends. But yeah, go on. I understand what the point you're making.
Right. So if it points to a lot of different conclusions, you would be rational to believe any of those, even though most of them are wrong.
No, I don't think it's rational or reasonable to believe something that isn't true, no matter how good it sounds or how likely it is to occur. If it's not true, you shouldn't believe it. I
Oh
think that's a
boy.
pretty standard worldview.
Oh boy. All right. So let's say that.
Understand what you're saying. If all of the evidence points to something that isn't true, you should believe it because you at least have evidence. I don't
Right.
believe that.
That
I'm just
doesn't.
disagreeing with you. You can grimace, but I just don't agree with that.
Well, the problem is that literally doesn't make sense. Like that means you don't understand how epistemology works. 'Cause like you can't just believe true things. It's not like it's true, therefore I believe it. It doesn't work that way. You have to have evidence, and evidence isn't proof, right? We know that you can't prove something with evidence. Evidence just indicates certain things. And there's lots of things that the evidence indicates. And so you'd be rational to believe anything that the evidence would indicate. And some of them might be more probable, some of them might be less probable. But that doesn't,
No, but I'm
most of them are going to
arguing
be
that
false.
inherently that's the problem with your worldview because the evidence might lead you to a conclusion that's not true. And so therefore, it's not a rational thing to use that sort of thing to believe.
Well, so the problem is that that applies to literally all knowledge in any worldview ever,
I agree.
which would include yours.
Yes, I literally, that's why I said you should not require proof in order to believe in God. You should believe because he exists.
That literally makes no sense. So I don't think you understand how evidence works. Like, literally, just don't understand how evidence works. You can't believe something because it's true. That doesn't work. Literally impossible.
Why
Because you can't know something that is true. You have to know the evidence. So if there's no evidence, you can never know it. So knowledge, you know what knowledge is in
Okay, how
chaos
about this? How about
philosophy?
this? If I were to tell you something that's true and yet I provided no evidence, would it be incorrect to believe me?
Yes.
Then we just have different worlds. That's the difference in our paradigm. I don't agree with you.
Sure. The problem is that we can prove I'm right. So I can tell you a bunch of random facts. The moon is 255,000 miles away. Do you believe me?
I'd have to check.
So even if I told you of true facts, you wouldn't believe me just because it's true.
All right, so
You need,
if I
wait.
Googled it
What are
and
you
and
checking? What
Google
is that
gave me
thing?
the answer that you gave me, I still wouldn't necessarily believe that.
Well, that checking, when you check something, when you look at, say, look up the data on a website, what is that? So if I told you a true fact, you wouldn't believe me. You need to do something else. You check it and you find out, say you go to Google, whatever, check the distance, and you read it on NASA or whatever. When you read it on NASA, what is that called?
We are getting so far away from the original point. It's like, I
No,
want
we
to
are
talk
not.
about
No,
proof
we are
of God.
not.
I want to talk about these documents.
That's
I want to
great.
talk
All right,
about,
that's great.
this
Let's just
philosophy.
what is it
I'll just let you
called?
answer that question there, T-Jump, that you just asked, if you know the
Okay, so
answer.
yeah,
So
rephrase, say the question again.
if I tell you the moon is 255,000 miles away, you don't believe me. Even if it's true, you don't believe me. The truth
Well, if
doesn't make you
it's
believe
true,
me.
yeah, I would believe.
But to know it's true, you would have to check. And when you check, that's called evidence, right? You're looking for evidence. You're looking to try to confirm it with evidence, right?
Well, it depends because when specifically when you start talking about astrology, you get into weird theological territory.
Astrology, astronomy.
Astronomy, same thing, same
So
difference.
I don't care about that. The only point here is that when I tell you a true fact, you can't just know it because it's true. You have to look for evidence. Now the evidence could be wrong, right? Maybe NASA is wrong, maybe we're in the Matrix, who knows? And so you could believe this fact and be wrong, but if you had the evidence, you would believe the evidence because evidence is how you know things.
Well,
Knowledge.
in my worldview, I think that faith is perfectly reasonable to base a belief on. So, like, if I have faith in the Bible and the Bible says something, I'll believe it regardless of how much evidence there is or is not for it
Okay, but that's
specifically.
a different question. All right, I
And
think
so
I'm.
when you ask, so when you ask a question about like how far the moon is away, I don't really know that we could actually know the answer to a question like that because the ways that you test something like that,
So even if it's true, you couldn't know it because you would need evidence. And if there's no evidence, even if I
Well,
told you
no,
the
I don't
truth.
believe you could. I don't believe you could know the answer to something like that because it's not contained within the Bible.
Sure. So if I tell you a fact, even if it's true, 100% true, if you don't have any evidence, there's no reason to believe it.
No, it depends. If the subject is contained within the Bible, then I would be willing to believe it.
Right.
But if
So,
it's not
okay. So,
contained with,
subjects that are not contained within the Bible, like distance to the moon,
well, yeah,
I could
every.
tell you, let's say I say every number one at a time, just it's 1 mile away, it's 2 miles
So
away, it's
sort of what I'm
three
trying to
miles
say
away.
is anything that's not contained within the Bible, there's sort of
I
an
understood that part,
element,
but I
hold
don't
on, there's
care.
an element of uncertainty which causes me to not really say I would 100% believe something like that, even if you had a measuring stick and that stretched all the way to the moon,
That's
because there might be
great.
something wrong with the measuring stick.
That's great. So let's say I have no measuring stick and I just start saying all of the numbers one at a time, one to a billion. And I say
Okay.
it's this number is away. One of those numbers is true, right?
Yeah, of course.
And there's no way you could, like, if I just told you the true one, there's no way for you to tell the difference between the true one and the false one, right?
I suppose not.
So if you believed any of the numbers, that would be irrational because you can't tell the difference between the true ones and the false ones.
Make your point. You just want me to like push you along. You can continue
So
speaking.
you can't believe one of them because you have no evidence. Like even one of them's true, but you can't believe the true one just because it's true. You
Well, yeah,
need that thing in the middle.
evidence is useful to sort of suggest what might be true, but I don't believe you can know it with certainty.
Correct, which means you can't know something because it's true. You can only know something if you have evidence. And so if you have evidence of, say, horses, you could believe that they caused the footprint. But if you had no evidence of unicorns, you couldn't believe they caused the footprint for the same reason you couldn't believe the numbers if you had no evidence. If you have no evidence, saying it's one number as opposed to another number is irrational. If you have no evidence, saying it's a unicorn as opposed to, I don't know, a bicorn would be irrational. Because if you have no evidence, all of the things you have no evidence for are all equally irrational.
Again, I thought we were moving on after that one question, but we've expended this point. I want to move on to something else, honestly.
Okay,
Let's move
what
into
is the
some of the
second thing?
papers
What is
that
the second thing
you
that you
brought up
listed?
there. Well, this is a report commissioned by a commander, specifically regarding the practical applications of supernatural powers in the military,
Those were
stuff like
debunked.
those were debunked. Oh, yeah.
Yes, the military themselves have posted that it is a waste of resources and never worked and had a less than chance success rate.
Well, I could link in the chat like CIA recordings of them actually doing it and using it, and they were gathering intel. Like I gave the example, they were
Yes.
finding Russian missile silos in the Cold War with
Yes.
it.
Yes, that's correct because they have a less than chance success rate. So if I guessed at random numbers or random locations in Russia for missile silos or whatever, I would get most of them wrong and I would get some of them right.
But
That's
do
how
you think
guesses
that's
work.
something that, like, you know, the military would seriously entertain, like you just
Yes.
guessing random coordinates?
Yes, because if it worked at a higher rate than
Well, do you
chance,
think
they
it? All
lie
right,
low.
fine. Do you think they would entertain it long enough to actually have it turn out results?
Yes, they've literally done that on lots and lots of things.
Well, can I see? Oh, you're so evidence-based. Can I see your evidence that it was debunked? Or where are you getting that from? Are you just
The
saying it?
military themselves, the CIA themselves, have posted exactly that on many different occasions.
And
I have
so
other
like.
debates on this. I have the research saved somewhere. Don't know where it is, though.
Well, I'm not asking you to specifically pull it up, but the reason I question you on that is because I didn't really give the name of the document, so I find it hard to believe you actually have a response to it. Like I could, like, you know, link the document in the chat or whatever, but how could you have a response to something if you don't even know specifically what I'm talking about?
Well, they did lots of different studies on remote viewing and other psychic phenomenon in the military, and all of them were debunked. All of them were proven to be ineffective at a rate equal to chance, and that's why they stopped doing them.
Well, they're still continuing them to this day. Like you could even to this day,
I
you have like, you know, detectives who will like pay psychics to try to solve their case or whatever. Like they
Okay,
believe
the
in it
military
enough to
has it. The
actually
military
engage in the
stopped. The
activity.
military just ended all the research because it stopped working in the late 70s.
Well, this report came out on June 9, 1983. So if they stopped it in the 70s, then you're apparently
Because
wrong. And
writing the
what I'll say is,
reports.
this report actually had to be declassified, so
Okay.
to say, so that means most of the information is classified after a certain date. So,
Yeah, so all of the government documents start classified and then become declassified later. So that doesn't mean it's true or it's significant or there's anything important.
what
Like
I'm saying is, you're
you can
saying, "Oh, well,
find
they
lunch
stopped doing
menus.
it.
There are
How would you
lunch
know if it's
menus. There are
classified?"
lunch menus that are classified documents. Classified documents doesn't mean it's true.
No, so what I'm saying is you're saying they stopped doing it. I'm saying
Yes.
it's classified. We know that because the documents from long enough ago are declassified, which means that when this stuff is being conducted, it is classified.
Right. So all of the evidence in,
So
they
how
ended
do you
it.
know? How do you know it's been stopped if it's
Because
classified
they said
information?
they stopped it. So they've said they stopped it. They said it didn't
They
work.
say a lot of things, dude.
Right. So all of the evidence is they stopped it. And then you can make believe that they didn't stop it
Well,
based off
no,
of no
would
evidence.
this report not be evidence? I mean, in this
No.
report, nowhere does it say it doesn't work. It says it actually, to the contrary, it says that it does work. It didn't say, it gives the practical applications, like, here's what we can use this
I
for.
haven't
Like,
read that paper, so I have no idea what that paper
well,
says, but
here,
I know
I'll.
what the CIA, I don't, I'm not interested in it because I've done the research. I know what the answer is. The CIA has literally said none of this has worked. None of work never worked at a higher rate than chance. It's a waste of money. We've stopped it. So all of the papers lead to this one point in the CIA that says, no, we stopped this because it's garbage.
Well, no, what they would do is they would have like a random number generator, and then they would have like a remote viewer try, well, not even try, but they would look at the numbers, they would report what numbers were being generated, and then the accuracy of that was what was allowed them to actually continue And
No,
say
they
that
didn't
I
continue.
guess
They
it
got rid of all of them. All of them ended. They all
well
stopped.
it
They're
was
all
ten
done.
it was 10-digit numbers. You can't randomly guess 10-digit
Yes, you
numbers over
can.
and over and over and over again. It
Yes,
just
you
doesn't work
can.
like that.
Yes, you
Well, the
can.
technically in your worldview you could, but the odds of doing so would be so low that it's unreasonable to believe that.
That's literally what I said. It happens at a rate equivalent to chance. So they got it right at the same amount as people guessing. That's what happened. That's why they stopped it.
I just disagree with that.
I mean,
And
that's
I
fine.
also
I
really,
mean,
I
you
really
can.
do
I
want
don't
to
care
know
if you
where you're
do.
getting the idea. I want to know where you're getting the idea
The
that they
CIA
discontinued
themselves.
it.
The CIA themselves. Like, you can ask them. You can send them an email. They
Ask
will
them.
literally say this. Yep.
Yeah,
They
but
have a
their
public email. You can
job
literally
is
just
to
email
lie.
them.
Like, that's what they do. I don't really understand.
Yes, so they lie, therefore maybe your worldview could be saved if they just don't tell you the truth, and maybe they're hiding the truth or
And there's
something.
and that's not that's That's not the only document I got here. I have a patent for, a machine to train people how to walk through walls. And the thing about that is, in order to be issued a patent, it must be demonstrated to actually work. And
No,
so that
that's
goes
not how
against.
patents work.
I
I have a
quoted to you the
patent. I
patent.
have a patent for a mouse I never built. You don't need to demonstrate it works.
Well, that's not what the US.PTO or USPTO.gov says, because if
Yes,
you
yes, it
actually.
does. Patents are for things that haven't been built yet. You can get patents for things that have never been built. And many of them
I
have
didn't
never been
say it had to
built.
be built. I said you have to demonstrate that it actually functions.
No, literally those two things are the same thing.
Okay, I will quote to you from the website. All right.
I'm not
It
interested.
says the product quote must be able to be used. The invention must work and cannot just be a theory, end quote.
No, it can. That's incorrect.
I just quoted to you. You can
That
go
is
on the
incorrect.
website and
You
look
can
up
find
requirements for patents.
patents for what are they called? Rube Gold? No, not Rube Goldberg. There's things that the infinite energy machines. There's tons and tons of patents for infinite energy machines. They have been proven false. They do not work.
Well,
So
then they
you're
wouldn't have been
wrong.
issued the patent according to the patent website.
Because the patent things aren't accurate. They don't care. They literally don't check it. They do not check
It
it. So it
quote
is
must be
false.
able to be used. The invention must work and
Wait,
cannot
what is
just be
that?
a theory, end quote,
So I
according to
just proved that wrong. I
USPTO.gov.
just proved that wrong.
But that's what USPTO.gov says must be required
They're
in order to be
wrong.
issued a
They
patent.
are incorrect. They don't actually check.
See, this is where we just reach an impasse. Like, how do I? You're just disagreeing with it, but it's
Because
like that's what they
I
say.
just sh have patents been issued for inventions that are and never worked. Yes. Patent examiners don't have time or the ability to evaluate the feasibility of every invention. They don't check it. They don't read its workability. They just kind of check the data. That's it. They don't test it. They have no idea. They aren't physicists. They don't know if these things work. They just passed it if it meets a certain set of criteria. This is very well established, very basic.
Not according to USPTO.gov, not according to the patent office themselves.
According
They
to the
say it
patent
is a
office
requirement
themselves,
in order to do
according to the
it.
patent office themselves, according to the U.S. government, according to the USPTO, they all agree to
So
this.
in terms of the patent office,
So here's one. Here's
you
one.
can't trust them
Patent
because they're wrong
number.
and they're lying about this. But in terms of the military, you have to trust them because they say that they're
What?
not engaging in supernatural activity.
No, you
So
trust
which
the
is it?
evidence. You trust the evidence. So the evidence is that they publish things that don't work. Like, for example, there's one here. Figure one shows an antenna mounted in the center of a rear bumper. The signal is shown to radiate out the width of the vehicle, then rearward to the maximum range of about 20 feet. The pattern expands substantially. This is physically impossible. It literally does not work. Patent number 773, patent providing details of the construction of a transceiver and the wave
See, but here's the
cavity.
thing. You're saying it's literally impossible and cannot work. I'm saying
Yes.
that's not true because they were issued the patent, and a requirement for the patent to be issued is it must work. Do you see the difference?
So the patent people aren't physicists. They don't know if it works or not. They admit they don't know if it works or not. The fact that they give a patent doesn't mean it
Don't think
works.
there's physicists working at the patent office to
No.
verify the claims of the
No.
invention? You don't believe that?
No, they
I'm pretty
don't.
sure they literally have
They
entire
don't.
departments dedicated to verifying the claims of the patent.
They do not. They
That's
don't
what,
have, there is
according
not
to
one.
them, that's what determines whether or not a patent is issued.
No. No, it's not. They don't have one of those. You can email them and ask. So debunked.
You can't, that's a lack of
Email
evidence. You're
them.
saying I have to ask them to find out whether or not they do or don't do it. I'm telling you they do do it because it's part of their requirements.
Email them and ask. So I already know they don't. I already have tons of evidence they don't. They admit they don't. Like, you lack the evidence. You should probably email them and ask. Do you
A
have anything
direct quote
else?
from the most credible source in terms of United States patents, which is the patent office, is not evidence.
That they have an actual source to check this and that they actually check the data? None of your quote says they actually check to
It's
see if it
implied
works.
within the, if the requirement is that it must work, they have to be checking. That's how that sort of
If I
works.
tell you you have to be 6 foot to go on a roller coaster, does that mean that everyone on the roller coaster is always 6 feet tall?
No, it means that they're checking. They have a device
No,
intended to check you.
no. They just say it and hopefully people listen. That's how rules work. Rules are there to try to encourage people to obey the rules. It doesn't mean that everyone who
You're
passes was
specifically
following the
wrong on this
rules.
because when you go on a roller coaster, there's a person hired specifically to check your height compared to the ruler or whatever. And
And
if you
do those
don't measure
people
up,
let people
you can't get on
through?
the ride.
And do they let people through who are less than 5 feet? Yes. Yes, they
They
do.
can.
Yes. Yes, they
It's
do.
possible, but they'd be
So
breaking their own rules.
this is a very simple example. Does the fact that there is a rule mean that everyone going through it follows the rule? There's a stoplight. Oh, that's a rule. Stoplight. Does everyone stop at the
Yeah, but there
stoplight?
aren't people at every light checking whether or not people are obeying the stoplight.
Sure. And there isn't any at the patent attorney office either.
That's what their job is. Yes, it is.
No,
What do
they
you think they're
don't.
doing there?
Email them.
You think they
Email
just
them.
sign off on anybody who wants a patent? You think that's what they do?
If they don't know, it doesn't work. Yes.
All right, we might
Literally, that's
be.
why I gave you examples.
How do they
All right,
determine
just one
whether or not
second,
something
Bryce.
works if they don't have people checking it?
All right.
The guess.
We might be
They just
circling this one,
guess.
guys. Let's move on. Bryce, you brought up a lot of things in your introduction, so I do want to try to dig into that. So I'm going to give you a chance to.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To expound on the next thing that you had brought up there, I know that we've kind of gone down this one for a while, so let's see what else we have here that we can get into. And just to remind everybody that we are going to do Q&A at the end of this, so just stay tuned and we'll get there eventually. And take place in our poll. I just put that in our live chat. Go ahead,
Okay.
Bryce.
T-Jump, do you believe that morality is either immaterial or a social construct? Which one is
Neither. Because that's a
it? Okay,
false
so
dichotomy.
what would you say it is?
It's an undiscovered law of physics.
You think morality is undiscovered law of physics? How could you
Yes.
make the claim if it hasn't been discovered? If you believe I'm making claims based on evidence and you're saying it hasn't been discovered, why do you believe it?
Because I think that the patterns in moral intuition and moral progress indicate that.
Just one second there, Bryce. Just for our audience, and I'm going to give you the floor here, just to explain to them just how this ties into our topic for this evening, proof of God. I'll give you a second there to explain.
He said morality he believes is non-physical and therefore must come from a non-physical entity. That was the argument.
Oh, okay. If you agree with that, Bryce, then we can carry on with the discussion here.
Not necessarily. Morality exists, and because it cannot be found in the material world, it necessarily means that there must be immaterial things. And so
Is
that's
that
sort of the
not
point.
literally what I said?
I disagreed with a little bit of it, but yeah, go on.
So yes, I think morality is physical. The consensus in the of the philosophers and
If
experts in the
it's physical,
field,
where is it contained? Like, where can we measure it?
reality. Yes.
Okay, how do you measure morality? What unit do you use?
No idea. Haven't discovered it yet.
Oh, you're saying you must have evidence to believe something, but yet you believe something that has not been discovered. Can you explain that
Right.
a
So I
little
said the evidence was the patterns in moral intuition and moral progress.
Elaborate.
So. Morality as a word refers to a certain set of phenomenon that we experience where like you see something bad happening, you feel that's bad. The word moral refers to the positive incarnation of that. The word immoral refers to the negative incarnation of that. The way in which people feel those things changes over time and the way it changes is in a consistent pattern. And so we can predict what morality is based off of these patterns and what they could potentially correspond to. So for example, we think killing babies is wrong. So we know the Christian God is
Well,
immoral.
if it's
God
based on
can't
what
pay the
people
base.
think or feel, it's inherently subjective and thus wouldn't
No.
exist outside of the human mind.
No. So we feel
Yes.
heat. Does that mean heat is subjective?
So where, okay, so heat emanates from a source. So where is morality
Right.
emanating from that?
the fields of physics, just like gravity.
Well, explain that. You can't just make that claim. Go
That's the
ahead.
hypothesis. So that is the prediction that is based on the models of intuition and progress. So if we look at the patterns of moral intuition, moral progress, we can tell what this phenomenon is like. So like we can say, hey, we get these feelings that it's wrong to drown babies. God drowned babies, therefore God can't be the ground of morality. It's very simple to follow the patterns and see, well, what could be the ground of morality? Well, it can't be something that drowns babies. It can't be something that mass murders people. What doesn't mass murder? Well, laws of physics don't. They're just pretty
Okay, so if you
out there.
believe that morality comes from the laws of physics, would morality exist if people did not exist?
Yes.
Okay, how would you determine it? Like, explain to me. Like,
Novel test
I just find it
illustrations.
hard to even contend with this because you're saying that it exists and it comes from something that's undiscovered, and so I just can't
Right.
engage with it because there's
Right.
no substance to your claim.
Well, so God hasn't been discovered, and this unknown law hasn't been discovered. That's
That's
true.
that,
So
I don't
the way
agree with
to
that.
engage with it would be to compare which is a better explanation of the evidence we have of morality. Well, evidence we have of
I don't think it's a
morality.
reasonable explanation to say that morality emanates from the laws of physics. That's a very fringe view that
Right.
I've never even heard that before. Most people just say it's a social construct.
No, that's not what most people say. It's actually, most people say it's a moral naturalism is the position that most philosophers hold, most experts
Said
hold,
most
hold.
people.
Well, that's true. So I don't know what most people probably don't either. Most people don't say it's a social construct. They are believe in objective morality too, but that's irrelevant. So most philosophers who are experts in the field don't believe it's a social construct. They believe in moral realism, that it's subjective, that it exists independent of opinions. And it hasn't been proven. We haven't solved what objective morality is yet. Nowhere does it indicate that it comes from God, but we're trying to establish, well, which hypothesis best fits the evidence. And so we look at patterns in morality. What are the things that are moral? What are the things that are immoral? And what could
So
ground those two things?
if we haven't discovered objective morality yet, according to you, would it be reasonable for you to have a moral worldview if we haven't discovered it yet?
What? You mean to have a worldview which thinks morality is
Well, no,
real?
how could you hold a, if you're saying, okay, well, we have not determined what objective
Yes.
morality is, and yet you have moral beliefs, how can you
Right.
reconcile those two
Because
things?
that's how hypotheses work. So, like, string theorists think there are strings in the
A
universe. Do they have any
hypothesis
evidence?
is not
No.
a belief. It's sort of like a suggestion that you're trying to
What?
prove or disprove. It's not something you
No,
believe because it's
no.
a
What is a
hypothesis. Yeah.
belief? What does the word belief mean?
It's something that you know to be true based. Well, yes, it's closer to an opinion. I don't have the exact
Sure.
dictionary
Opinion.
definition.
Yeah, I'm not that pedantic. I don't care. Yeah, it's opinion. So can you have an opinion on things that don't have evidence?
My original point was that you don't need evidence in order to believe anything.
What
If it's
is
as long as
the
it's true.
do you need opinions or do you need something to have evidence to have an opinion?
Well, in your worldview,
No.
yes.
No. Like you need
Your entire
evidence
initial
for a
point was that you
belief to
should
be
have evidence in order
justified.
to believe something, and now you've
No.
borrowed my worldview that you are able to believe something as long if there's no evidence for
No, you can believe
it.
whatever you want for whatever reason you want. The question is it rational? For it to be rational, you need evidence. Well, I have
Well, then I'm
evidence.
saying
Why
your
is your
belief is
morality?
irrational. By if it's judged based on your own worldview,
so again, I have
because you
evidence. The
have no
patterns here.
evidence, you're
Wait,
saying
stop,
there is no
stop,
evidence
stop,
for
stop.
objective morality, and yet you have
No,
moral
I'm saying it
beliefs that you're.
hasn't been discovered yet. There is evidence, like the patterns of moral intuition and moral progress, which I've mentioned like four times. So we look at the patterns of moral intuition and moral progress, and we say, well, what
Moral
hypothesis?
intuition and moral progress that are not
Yes.
like things that you can actually measure, you cannot test,
Yes, you can.
they're not the same. They're not the same within every individual. So what use are they? What good are they?
Because they
My
change
moral
across
intuition is
cultures
different
in
from
the
your moral
same
intuition.
direction. So again,
Oh, so
follow, like
it is
walk with me.
culturally
Walk,
determined. It's a social construct.
no. Again, the fact that people feel things like heat doesn't mean heat is a social construct. They can be
But
affected
people
by
don't feel
something.
heat differently. People don't feel heat differently
Yes, they
depending
do.
on who
They
you are.
literally do.
Do
That's
you
how
know
brains
that?
work.
How do you
Yes,
know
I
that? How do
do.
you know? How do
Because
you
we can
measure whether or not?
neurologically prove they feel heat differently. Some people are unable to feel heat because that's how the brain works. This is not
So you're
hard.
able, there's some sort of scientific method that you can use to determine how much somebody is feeling heat. I don't think that
Yes,
exists.
some people can't feel it at all. Would you
Yeah,
like
I'm
an
not
easier
saying that.
example?
Obviously, there's some people who don't have certain feelings, but I'm saying, how do you measure that feeling? What unit is it? Like, what are you
We
talking about
can
here?
watch the reaction in an fMRI to see if it lights up in a brain.
Is that going to be the same across every individual?
No.
There you go.
Which is exactly what I said. It's different for many individuals, yet it refers to something which is objective, independent of what anybody thinks. So the fact that we get the information from people doesn't mean it refers to something subjective. This is very basic.
Yes, but it's relating to something that can be objectively measured the with
Right.
it's referring to something that exists outside of the human mind.
Right.
So
So
it,
the fact that we get information from people doesn't mean it's subjective. It could also
and
be objective.
I want to relate this point back to morality. You're sort of getting
Right.
off into this
Oh
like
my God.
scientific
No,
discussion. I'm asking you,
I'm
how does
focusing on
morality
what
come
you
from the laws
said.
of physics?
You made a mistake where you thought that
How does
because we only comes from su subjective experience, therefore it must be subjective. This is called confusing epistemology for ontology. The fact of how we know something, the fact that it comes from subjective experience,
No,
doesn't
I'm saying it's
mean it
subjectively determined.
is subjective. That's
Yeah, okay.
wrong. That is wrong.
Okay, so if everyone were to believe in one
No.
moral worldview, okay, would that
No.
become true morality in your
No.
worldview?
No.
Okay, how are you, what are you using to judge
Let me
that?
try to make a simpler example for you to try to help you understand. People see colors differently, right?
That's a philosophy. That's a philosophical argument that is debated. We don't know it. I cannot
No.
prove whether or not the
Do
same thing I call green
colorblind
is what you
people
call.
exist?
Yeah, what do you?
Do people see colors differently?
It depends if you're colorblind or not.
So the answer would be yes.
But if you're not colorblind,
Wait, wait,
how
wait,
would
wait,
you
wait.
know that what I'm
The
calling
answer
green
is
is what you call
yes.
green?
People see colors differently. Does that mean colors are subjective and don't objectively exist?
I've heard people
Wavelengths.
make that argument before. Yes,
Do wavelengths
they'll say,
exist?
okay, let's say we're both looking at something that we both agree is
Oh
red.
my
How do we
God.
know the experience that we both are
I
calling
don't care
red is
about the
actually
experience.
experienced the
Do the
same within our own mind?
wavelengths
It
exist?
could therefore be subjective,
Do
would it
the
not?
wavelengths objectively exist?
Of course.
Yes. So the fact that information can come subjectively does not mean that the thing we're talking about is subjective or culturally
And
determined.
I could agree with you on that, but you aren't
Right.
relating it back to morality.
No, no,
That's
no,
why you're
no.
using
So
analogies because you have no proof that morality actually
no, I'm
emanates from
using
physics. You're just
analogies to
saying
try to
that.
help you explain because you don't understand. So if something comes in the form of subjective
How about you just
information,
talk about
wait,
it
stop,
directly
stop,
and
stop, stop.
explain to me the way in which physics ties into morality?
Because you're not smart enough to
Just
understand the
directly talk
words.
about it.
So if we have
Just
information that comes
use the
in,
words.
that's what we're getting there. We're getting there. So if information comes into us subjectively, that doesn't tell us whether it's a subjective social construct or an objective thing. It could be either. Could be either, right?
Okay, I'm telling you, explain to me how the morality comes from physics. Just that's all I'm
Well,
asking. Directly, talk about it
we're
directly,
going
all
back to
right?
what your argument, your first argument. Can something that comes into us through subjective experience be referring to an objective thing that exists in the world? Yes. The answer is
Point I
yes.
was making originally was that if morality does not exist
Just
objectively,
focus
then
on
it
my
would be
question. Focus
subjectively
on my
determined.
question. Stop monologuing.
Well, no,
Your monologues
you're
are
reframing my own beliefs, and I felt the
what?
need to correct
Your
You
incoherent
said this. You
gibberish
said
is
this is the
not,
point you were
you need to
making.
answer my questions, not monologue your gibberish. So my question was, can you get information that comes in through subjective experience? We only know about it through subjective experience, but it refers to something objective that exists in the world.
Of course.
Yes. So if our information about morality comes in through us through subjective experience, does that mean that it's necessarily subjective, or could it also be an objective thing in the world?
If it actually exists objectively, then yeah, it would be objective,
Yes. So the only point there was
regardless
that
of how it's
your
interpreted.
argument was that because it comes in through our subjective experience, it must be subjective.
That was not, that's
That's
why I rephrased my
wrong.
argument, because that's
Okay,
not what I
fair,
said,
fair.
and I don't agree with that.
Okay, fair. So it can be objective. The fact that we sense it doesn't tell us one way or the
No, I
other.
said it is either objective and it exists outside of the human mind, or it is subjectively determined, it is rendered a social construct.
Sure,
It's one or the other.
correct.
That
I
was
would
my
agree.
belief.
Sure, agreed. So it can be objective. So the question is, well, what does the evidence indicate? We have lots and lots of examples of morality, like drowning babies is wrong. That's a thing we think is moral or immoral to drown babies. And we have lots of examples of moral things like helping old people across the street or whatever. And we're trying to explain, well, what is the best? We don't know what the best answer is yet. We haven't solved it. It's an unsolved problem. Maybe God. Maybe God is the grounds of morality. Maybe law of physics is the grounds of morality. How would we establish which one is the better explanation? Well, we'd look at which one best fits the data. God drowned millions of babies. We think drowning babies is immoral, so he doesn't fit the data very well. What doesn't drown babies? Well, physics doesn't really drown babies. What is eternal and unchanging?
How
physics is eternal and
does
unchanging.
Physics relate to morality? Explain that.
Literally just did that. So there's a phenomenon, morality, and we want to say, well, what best fits the data? Is it a thing that drowns millions of babies? No, that does not fit the data very well.
No, you're not answering the question. How does morality emanate from physics? In what way? Is there an equation for that?
I don't
Can
know.
You prove
does,
it in a study?
I don't know.
How does it happen?
Because it's grounded in quantum fields, just like everything else.
So morality comes from quantum fields?
Yes.
Can you explain to me how that works, please? Or show me, do you have a single study that would make that claim?
Do you
That's
have a
so
study
cool
that shows morality comes from God? Do you have anything in physics? Well, morality comes from God.
I don't believe you need a study to believe something. That's your worldview. I'm asking you to back it up, or otherwise, within your own worldview, your view is irrational.
No. So I've just debunked your argument.
So
here's how we do it. We don't need a study.
Be
We don't need a study. Wait, stop. Here's
okay,
how
what
rational.
Evidence
Stop,
do you have?
Stop talking. Yes. Good. Evidence. The evidence is we compare, we look at the morality, we look at the phenomenon of morality, and we say, like a footprint. It's like a footprint. What is the shape of the footprint? And by looking at the shape of the footprint, we can eliminate certain animals. Like if we see something that's like big, has three big toes on it, we can say, not a squirrel. This was not created by a squirrel. We can eliminate squirrel. Squirrel does not fit the footprint. Probably a T-Rex. T-Rex fits the footprint. So we can say, this is not a squirrel print. So we look at the data, the phenomenon, morality, and we say, what looks or fits this pattern? The pattern is drowning babies is wrong. God drowned lots of babies.
Okay.
So God doesn't fit the pattern. What
gonna
could
make
fit
it
the
I'm
pattern?
Gonna make it real simple. What is your evidence that quantum fields have any
literally,
relation
I'm
to
literally
morality?
answering that question right now. Right
You're
now.
not. You're talking about footprints and dinosaurs.
Yes. To try to help you understand, because you have a very
No,
tiny
just
brain.
explain it directly. I just explain it directly.
That's literally what I'm doing, but you had a tiny brain, you didn't understand it. So now I'm
No,
trying to
you're
explain it
not.
before
No,
reality.
no, you're not explaining it directly. You're using a metaphor.
Nope. I
That's
explained it
indirect
directly. I
explanation.
explained it directly. I'll do it again. Watch this.
Okay.
The thing which best fits the phenomenon is evidence that thing explains the phenomenon. That's a direct
It's almost
explanation.
like you don't understand what I'm asking.
I
How
do.
does a quantum field have any bearing on objective morality?
Okay, so listen to the words again. The thing that best fits the phenomenon is the best explanation of the phenomenon. What's the phenomenon? Moral intuition to moral progress. That's what morality refers to. So what thing could correspond to our moral intuitions and moral progress? Our moral intuition, moral progress, one example is drowning babies is wrong. That's an example of our moral intuitions. So we need something that fits that. What something that could ground that statement? One of the things that could ground that is unchanging and eternal laws of physics. Those are unchanging and eternal, and they can ground our moral intuitions. One thing that can't ground that is a goth sky daddy who drowned millions of babies. That could not ground that. So this thing I just said to you is evidence God is not the basis. Quantum fields is the basis. That is what I
In what
literally just gave
way?
you.
In what way?
Okay, so
There are
this is why I went to the
like,
analogy, because you didn't understand when I literally just explained it to you. You
no, you
didn't
explained to me
understand.
a premise, but you didn't actually even use the word quantum fields until like the very last sentence, and then you restated the claim.
Yes, that's how conclusions work. That's, oh my God. So morality is something that doesn't drown babies. Quantum fields don't. God does. So therefore,
Okay.
that's evidence. Morality is grounded in quantum fields, not God.
I'll ask this in a different way. When a quantum field, let's say, expands, how does that affect morality?
Who knows? Could be lots of ways.
Okay. What are you using to determine that?
Determine what? That there could be lots of
Whether or
ways?
not it could be lots of ways or not at all.
The laws of logic.
I don't think there's any law of logic that could tie a quantum field to morality. That's
Sure,
just not,
modal
I don't think
logic is
anyone
that.
has ever believed that before you said it.
No, literally it's called moral naturalism. You can Google it, it's pretty common.
That people believe that it comes from quantum fields. That's
Quantum,
wacky. I've
no.
never heard
So
it
that's two
before.
different statements. So
That's like
stick with
goofball
your
type stuff.
first statement. Do people believe nature grounds morality? Yes. Yes, it's called moral naturalism. It's one of the most common views in philosophy. Yes, that exists. My view is quantum fields. They don't necessarily have a view of which thing in physics it does. I'm
Have you
picking
ever
one.
said that? Have you ever said that publicly that you believe that quantum
Yes.
fields have an effect on morality before this
Yes, I have a
conversation?
YouTube channel.
And you
Duh.
talk about,
With
I'll have to look at
professional
that video
philosophers,
because.
with literally academic professional philosophers all of the time. Yes.
Okay, that's appeal to authority, which is a logical fallacy, but continue.
No, that's saying that I do publicly talk
Or
about
it's just
this.
boasting. Either way, just
No,
continue.
no, no. This is me talking about something that experts in the field can talk about with me, showing that this is a very common thing. That's all that means to do, to show you that this is not just something I just made up.
Well,
Like quantum fields I made up, but moral naturalism I did not make up. Very common view.
okay,
But
so if quantum fields did not exist, would morality exist?
no, not in my view.
Okay. I don't even know what to say to this. This is crazy. This is a wacky belief that I haven't even heard before. But you haven't
Says
even
the guy who
explained to me.
believes
You
in a
haven't even
sky
explained to me,
daddy
dude.
who drowned
Okay,
millions of
here's what I'll
babies.
say. Here's what I'll say. Explain to me the relation between quantum fields and morality. How do they interact with each other? How does one emanate from the other? Explain that
That's like
without just
asking,
appealing to the
how does
footprints of dinosaurs.
H2O ground water? They are literally one and the same. There is a quantum field
No,
which is morality.
that's a very different claim.
No. So morality is the quantum field, just like H2O is water.
You sound like a new age guru. Morality is the quantum field.
Well, I
How do
say it
you
sounds
know
like
that?
a Christian who says God is morality, because I'm literally stealing it from Christianity, and you think it's silly just when it doesn't apply to your sky daddy, even though it's literally verbatim from your worldview. But okay.
It's not. We don't believe wacky
Really?
stuff like that. Like if I
Really?
believe, hold
Really?
on, let me explain my
What is
worldview. Let me
morality?
explain my
What
worldview.
is
I
morality?
believe
What
the
is
universe,
morality?
hold on. I believe
What
the
is
universe has a
morality?
creator.
What is
Hold on. I
morality?
believe the universe has a creator,
No,
and
no, no.
thus
Stop, stop, stop.
morality, since
What
it is something that's
is
created, is determined
morality?
by that creator.
What is morality?
It's a system of beliefs on determining
No,
what is right and
no.
wrong.
In your worldview, what is morality?
In my worldview, morality is what is right and wrong. It's that simple. It's the idea
God's
of what is right and
nature,
wrong.
part of God, reflection of
Oh,
God,
yeah,
something?
that's what you're asking. No,
Yes.
well, I don't know how you would sort of relate it back to God, but I believe that it's something that is determined by God. He decides what is moral and what is not, and that's about as far as I would go with that.
Okay, and I just say the same thing, but replace God with quantum fields.
Yeah, except if like he, just follow me for a second. If God created the universe and he created morality, therefore he's the decider of morality. How then would you tie
If
quantum
quantum
fields back to
fields created
morality?
the universe and quantum fields created
Where are you
morality, then
getting that
quantum
from?
fields determine morality.
Wait, hold on. How could quantum fields create the universe if they exist within the universe? They're part of the universe. The universe didn't create itself, did it?
Quantum fields existed before the universe and created the universe. That's the consensus in physics.
Okay, are they made up? Do quantum fields contain matter or substance?
Substance isn't determined physics. They're made of energy.
Okay, is energy something that you would consider part of the universe?
It is not. The universe is something different.
No, is energy something you would consider to be part of the
The
universe?
universe is something different. So, like, all roses are
Is it can I
flowers.
know it's I know universe is not energy
So
and energy is not the
energy
universe,
can
but is
exist before the
energy contained
universe.
within the
Energy can
universe?
exist before the universe because our universe had a beginning and there could be things
No, it
before
couldn't.
it.
No.
What?
Bef Energy could not create before the universe because then you would just be pushing back the beginning of the universe.
What? No, literally,
That
that's not what those
if
words
okay,
mean.
if
So
no other matter
in
existed
physics,
besides the energy of quantum fields, that would be the universe. That's what universe
no,
means. It's the totality of everything
no,
in existence. Yes.
no. Literally, no one in
Yes.
physics uses it that way. No, you just don't understand what the word means. So there's lots of things outside of the universe. The universe refers to our space-time continuum, and that's it.
You believe there's things outside of the universe? Can you name a few?
Yes,
Just like,
quantum fields, other
okay, and
universes.
how do we measure something that's outside of the universe? Can you explain that to
No
me?
idea.
Do we detect it? Do you have
Yes,
any
quantum
evidence
fields,
for it? So why
Casimir
do you
effect.
believe?
Google the Casimir effect.
Well, just go ahead and explain. I'm not going to pull up Google while we're in the middle of a debate. Just explain it.
Casimir effect is a novel prediction made that shows that quantum fields are real and exist outside of space-time.
It would still be contained within the universe.
No, the experiment was
If
in the universe. That doesn't mean that
it
the
is
quantum fields
energy,
is.
well, then we just have different definitions of the universe because I
Okay.
believe that all matter, substance, and all things that are created are within the universe. That's what the universe is.
Okay, then you should probably reevaluate your definition to make it meet physics, because they're the ones who actually get to define it, not you.
That's an appeal to authority, okay?
No.
If all the physicists believe what I believe, that wouldn't make it right.
No, it would just mean that that's what the word means. So if everyone in the world uses it one way and you use it a different way, your way is stupid because you're not communicating with everyone else in the world. So if I'm a part of this other group of people in the world who use the word universe to refer to our space-time continuum, like all the physicists, and you use the word universe to mean something completely different that nobody else knows about except you, that means you're not
No,
communicating with the rest of us.
people generally understand the word universe to mean all things in existence. That's generally how the word is used. I don't think
Accepts
it's
the
unreasonable to
experts of the
say that.
field, accepts all of the experts in the field.
Well, neither of us are experts. We're having a normal conversation.
I am actually an expert in the field. I know about quantum
I
fields. I know
don't
about
agree with that.
Goose early universe inflation. I know about string theory. I know about quantum physics. Yes, I'm very well versed in this field, and many of the experts have said so. So yes, but I know the words. You do not know the words, and
Okay,
you're using
I just want to see,
new
can you
words.
tell me how quantum fields relate to morality? And if you have no evidence for how they relate to each other, how can you even make the claim within your own worldview that they have any relation? I just don't
Again,
understand
so
how you're
you are
believing
making the
that.
mistake here that you have to explain like how one
No,
makes that
I'm
deal.
saying within your worldview, you
No,
must have
no, no,
evidence
no,
to
no,
believe
no,
something.
no.
I'm saying, what
Yes,
is your
you don't
evidence that
understand
quantum
how
fields
evidence can go
relate to
two
morality?
ways. It can go up and down. So evidence, you can start with like a composite. You can say chemistry is made of physics, biology is made of chemistry, brains are made of biology. So it's like how one builds the other. This is what you're asking for. You're asking how does quantum fields build morality or something along those lines. There's another way to do it. You can look at patterns. Say, if there's a pattern in, say, a footprint, you can say, well, what caused this footprint? And you can compare it to other things that are the same shape,
You're
same
just
type, same
explaining what
kind.
evidence is. I'm telling you
Yes.
what is your evidence.
Stop talking. So there are two ways to provide
No.
evidence. One is the layer kind, like physics, chemistry is made of physics, physics is made of quantum fields, et cetera, et cetera. That's the kind you're asking for. You're an idiot. That's not what I'm providing. I'm providing a different kind of
Asking you
evidence.
for
Again,
any evidence
stop
that
talking.
quantum fields
Stop
relate
talking.
to
Stop
morality.
talking. I don't need to provide this evidence. I can provide a different kind of evidence,
But
the
within your
type
worldview, you
kind.
need evidence to
I'm
believe something.
literally
So why do you
answering your
believe it if
question.
you have no
Dumbass,
evidence?
shut up. I'm answering your question, you
No,
dumbass.
I don't have
All right.
to.
Literally shut
Right.
up because I'm answering the question.
You're refusing
So
to answer
just
the
shut
question. Just
up.
one second. Let's let him explain his point there and we'll
All
bounce the
right.
ball back. And then it is soon time for us to go into Q&A, so
That
let's
sounds
just
good.
take a moment to just reset the tone, everybody. We'll just bring
All
everything
right,
back down. So go
dumbass.
over
There
to
are
UT,
two
John.
kinds of evidence. One is the layer kind, that stuff is made of other stuff, chemistry, physics,
Hey,
biology.
listen, I
That's
didn't
the
call you
kind,
a homo.
mute him. Could you just mute him so I can finish the question, please? So, dumbass. I'll answer it again. Now, shut up. There are two kinds of evidence. One is the layer kind, where you have biology is made of chemistry, which is made of physics, which is made of quantum fields. That's the kind you're asking for. You're
Just
asking for
repeating
me to
yourself.
build. Stop talking, you fucking dumbass. Stop
You're
talking.
repeating
Stop
yourself.
talking, you
Okay.
fucking
You're
dumbass. Mute him
explaining what
now.
evidence
Mute
is
him
instead of
now.
actually
Just mute him
providing
so I can
any.
finish the answer.
Let
I'm
him
going
finish
to
what he's saying there,
restart every
Bryce, and
single
then I'm going
time
to give you
you
the floor
fucking dumbass until you keep your mouth
let's all
shut.
right, let's try to stop the
Now,
ad. Let's go.
absolutely not. I'm gonna do things my way, and that's the way it's gonna be. So, there are two different kinds of evidence. One is the layered kind, how brains are made of biology, which are made of chemistry, which are made of physics, and you're asking for that. You're saying, how does quantum fields build morality? There's a different kind of evidence where you don't need to show what builds what. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. You can say there is a pattern, and this pattern can be matched to certain other things that cause the pattern. Now, this isn't building. This is not building. There's no building. They are the same thing. Like a footprint in the snow was caused by a horse. Well, what built? There's no building. It doesn't come from one of the other. They're the same thing. One causes the other because they are the same thing. So if morality is a quantum field, it's not built on it. It doesn't relate to it. It is the same thing. Like H2O is water. And the way we provide evidence for that is by comparing the phenomenon to potential causes of the phenomenon. One of the phenomenon of morality is drowning babies is immoral, which means we can say it's not God. This is evidence against God. Drowning babies is immoral. God drowned babies, not God. God is a bad explanation of morality. Something that is eternal and unchanging and timeless that could ground morality because it doesn't drown babies, quantum fields. So this one fact indicates quantum fields is a better grounds of morality because they fit the pattern better than evil sky daddy. That is literally
10
evidence.
seconds.
All right. I think he was wrapping it up anyways, so we're going to let you close it out there, Bryce. So we'll give you up to a minute to close us out here, and we will move into our Q&A. We're right about at time.
Sounds
So
good.
we will treat that as your closing statement there, T-Jump, and over to you, Bryce.
All right, so when I actually asked for evidence, he proceeded to continually repeat himself and explain what evidence is, which he did several times. I didn't need him to do that, but he never actually gave any evidence. He said, you know, babies drown and that's a bad thing. Okay, we both agree that it's a bad thing for babies to drown, but at the same time, you still haven't provided evidence that there's any relation. You said there's no necessary, it's not necessary for there to be a relation between quantum fields and morality, but then you're just saying they're the same thing, which you actually admitted. You're saying morality is quantum fields, and I'm asking you, what is the evidence for that? Because in your worldview, you are required to have evidence in order to believe something, which you have not provided, and so therefore, it's an irrational belief according to your own worldview. That's essentially what I think about you.
All right, let's move into our Q&A. I think we've gotten as much out of this, so let's try to see what our audience has to say to interact with our speakers. So a round of virtual applause for Bryce and T-Jump, and let's move into our super chats here. So Manga Fan Dan coming in with $5 says, "Why is reason the parameter to describe reality? Couldn't we be in Alice Wonderland's and nonsense describes reality? What if Cheshire's cat is God? Couldn't we be on Alice's Wonderland?" Yeah, I thought I said that right. Yeah, it's just a it's not worded very well. So yeah, do you have any thoughts on that? Why is reason the parameter to describe reality? Is the crux of that question from Manga Fan Dan.
Is that a question for me or T-Jump?
Well, since he said Cheshire's hat is God, Cheshire's an atheist, I'm assuming he's an atheist.
So it's probably one for me then. What
Probably.
I'll say is the reason why reason is reasonable the reason why we use reason to determine what is true and what is not true is because God is reasonable, and so it sort of emanates from, you know, the creator of the universe. We ought to think like the perfect mind and the, you know, someone who is all-knowing, and so if that's the way that he determines what is true, then we should as well.
Apparently, circular reasoning is reasonable.
Well, if the circle begins and ends with God, then yeah, I believe that. It's fine with me.
Beautiful.
Oh, let's move on. We have more super chats coming in, and thank you everybody who has put into the super chats. Keep them coming in if you have once again questions regarding the subject, and also hit the like button. I'm going to start another Q&A in a second here, so you can compare your results from before and after. Ozian Talks asks, if evidence of remote viewing is not in the Bible, and you won't accept the distance to the moon, why are you accepting a 1983 report as good evidence?
Well, again, I'll say I don't require proof or evidence in order to believe something. I'm sort of trying to meet other people where they stand, and so I would provide something that they would consider to be evidence, such as a government report on remote viewing.
He has faith in remote viewing.
No, I believe there's evidence for remote viewing, which means if you make your belief based on evidence, then you should believe in remote viewing.
All right. Another one coming in from Ozian Talk says, Bryce, would you sincerely pray to cure all cancer? Please. Also, doing an after show on matters now. So, any response to Ozian?
Yeah, so generally, the amount of whether or not a prayer is answered is it sort of correlates with how much faith you have. Like the Bible teaches, if you have enough faith, you could move a mountain with a prayer. And so, to ask for something that big, like cancer to be cured, I personally don't think I could have that sort of unwavering amount of faith.
How
So,
about just one
that would be my
person?
answer
One
to
person.
that. I believe that would happen. I believe that could happen. Yeah, for
Just do
sure.
one at a time. Just do one at a time a bunch of times. It'd be great. That'd be evidence.
And you know what? After each one, it'd probably increase my faith. So I agree with that.
Go for it. I would have faith if you could do that.
I mean, I've had my prayers answered, so I agree with you.
Well,
Yeah.
go ahead. Just pray for cancer to be healed of like 100 people in a row, and if they're all healed, that is phenomenal evidence. Just go to a hospital.
How would I know if my
Start
prayers
today.
answered? Well,
But
you
they
want me to do it
cured cancer.
specifically. See, this is what I mean. You're being insincere, right? But if like,
No,
if you're
there's
asking
not.
me to pray for hold on. If you're asking me to pray for random people's cancer to be cured, then how would I even verify if my prayer has been answered?
No, I mean, like, go to a hospital, say this person has cancer, cure this person's cancer.
I might just do that, but that's not something I can
Please,
do in this
please
debate.
do. I'm 100% genuine. Please do. And if it happens, that's great.
I've been a part of prayer. Listen, I can tell you stories about prayers I've answered that are similar to that. Like, I knew a guy who was in our church who had like he was going through brain surgery, had this huge problem. We all prayed for him. He turned out fine, and it was pretty bad. It was bad news what was happening with this guy, and we just prayed together, and nothing happened.
Okay,
So
but
stuff like
go to a
that. But
hospital, do it to everyone in the hospital, cure everyone in the hospital one at a time. I will be convinced.
I'll take that challenge if you want
Go
to
for it.
coordinate later.
100% genuine, absolutely.
All right, this next super chat I'm gonna have to look up from Fact Junior a role, so just chill out for 1 second. We'll pen on that. Hussein Apoliofilio says, T Jump says we see the effect of quantum fields, and that proves the concept. However, we see the effects of God as he is a lawgiver.
What? That doesn't make any sense. So again, the argument is evidence of quantum fields is we're looking at the patterns of morality and what could fit the pattern. We're not looking at the effects of quantum fields. We're saying we're looking at the morality itself. What are the things that are moral and saying, well, what could cause this? Like if we look at a footprint, what is the shape of the footprint? We're not actually looking at the cause of quantum fields or the origin. That's a different thing.
Right. Any thoughts over there on the other side to expound on that? However, we see the effects of God as he is a lawgiver. T-Jump says we can see the effects of quantum fields. So you heard what T-Jump said. Did you have anything to say, Bryce?
Generally, I agree with that we can see the effects of God, and so he's sort of like the same kind of argument that T. Jump's making about quantum fields. Nothing more to add there.
All right, let's move on. Last super chat for now, and then we'll move into if you guys have any other final statements to make before we get to the end, or if any other super chats come in, then we will expound on that. So, Super General Noobs asks for $5. Morality is a social construct by which religions, 4,200 religions and gods, isn't needed for morality. Quantum fields doesn't explain morality either. Thoughts.
So again, consensus of experts in the field, moral realism, that its morality is a real thing. Whether or not quantum fields is not
That's not the
important.
consensus.
Yes, it is.
That's that the consensus is that it's quantum related.
No, it's moral
It has
realism is
anything to
the
do with quantum
consensus. I said
mechanics.
moral realism is the consensus.
Also,
There's a
I've looked into quantum mechanics. I've listened to a bunch of lectures on it,
what's
and it has nothing to
what?
do with morality. It has to do with the behavior
Whoa.
of electrons and how
Listen
they
to the
are.
words
All right.
one at a time. Moral realism is the
Is
consensus.
the
Quantum fields is
consensus
a
of
different thing.
experts? I understand that.
Question is for
Quantum fields
Bryce.
is not moral realism. Quantum fields is a
So
different thing. Moral realism, separate.
we're gonna let Bryce expand on this just because it is for him. So go ahead, Bryce, and you can respond to jump.
Could you repeat the question
No,
again? We
the
sort of got
question was for
sidetracked.
me. What are you talking about?
Morality is a socially constructed by which religions 4,200
Quantum
isn't
fields don't
needed.
explain it. That was for me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that was the last question. All right. Verbally finesse, you put in $3, but it doesn't look like you had a question attached to it. So if you do, let us know. If not, then we will just move into 1 minute closers. You guys can let us know where we can find you and any other closing thoughts you have on this discussion. Yeah, I think what we should do, since you went first, Bryce, is we'll give it over to. Yeah, I was getting in trouble for doing UK rules, but yeah, we'll give it to you first, Bryce.
All right, so again, I went over what you must do in order to be saved. Simply believe, and if you have any amount of faith, the Bible. One of the people in the Bible, they asked for a healing from God, and Jesus replied that he must believe, and he said, "I believe, help mine unbelief." So you don't have to have complete faith necessarily in order to have your prayer answered. So I really do encourage you, if you're able to muster any amount of faith, to ask for God for a sign. And if he's willing to, and you're being sincere, I promise you, if you seek God, you'll find him. So that's pretty much all I got to say about that. Oh, by the way, T Jump completely ignored most of my points, and I ignored a lot of his because he wasn't actually addressing the question of whether or not there was a relation between quantum fields and morality, but I'll pass it over to him.
All right. You got 1 minute on the floor, T-Jump. Closing thoughts.
Another person in the Bible. Find you? Another person in the Bible asked to win a battle and said he would sacrifice the first thing that came through his door when he went home, which was his daughter, who he then burned alive. Jephthah. I think, I don't know. Jephthah. Jephthah is how you pronounce it. So, yeah. Jesus also drowned babies. Phenomenal facts about the Bible. So, probably not the grounds of morality.
Slander.
Slander. Are you a Trinitarian? Are you a Trinitarian?
No,
this is T-Jump's closing statement. I'm sorry, Bryce, I got to cut you off, but this is T-Jump's closing.
James, shut up. What are you a Trinitarian?
James.
I believe Jesus is God, yeah.
Yeah, so anything God does, Jesus does?
Yeah.
God flooded the world?
Well, not necessarily, but I understand your point you're making, yes.
And there were babies on the world when God flooded it?
Go ahead, yeah.
So Jesus drowned babies?
No, because Jesus is not the Father. Do you understand that the whole point of the Trinity is?
So,
that
would Jesus agree with the fact that God drowned babies?
Yeah, necessarily he would have had to.
So Jesus consented to drowning babies. He's like, "Yes, God, we should drown the babies."
The world deserved it at the point, so I really have
the babies deserved it. So Jesus drowned babies, or he consented to it.
The Bible specifically. The Bible. The Bible specifically talks about how, you know, the sons of the fathers will be punished, you know, for the father's sins. And so yeah,
not blasphemy, because it's true. Jesus drowned babies.
No, Jesus did not drown babies.
Well,
no,
so by drowned there, I don't mean literally. I mean, he consented to it. He agreed.
Do you understand the concept of the Trinity, that the father is not the son and the son's not the Holy Spirit?
So Jesus consented and said it was good to drown babies.
I'd agree with that.
Okay, then. I yield the floor. YouTube.com/tjump. Comment, subscribe.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Do you want to say that again there, T-Jump, so everybody can hear you, where they can find you?
YouTube.com/tjump. Patreon.com/tjump. PayPal.me/tomjump. Give me money.
Excellent.
Jesus drowned babies.
Okay, thanks, T-Jump. Let's close it off there. Thank you, T-Jump. Thank you, Bryce. I appreciate you both for hanging out and having this discussion. You know, it's silly me always talking over everybody. So let's close it out. As usual, I'll put on my good old tune here, and Greed by Light and Shade. Check it out. And thanks once again to our speakers and our audience for interacting with those speakers. We will see you next time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.